You're listening to SBS News.
A series of grim events have rocked Indonesia in just the first few weeks of 2021. As the country continues to record daily increases of COVID-19 cases, rescue crews have been responding to earthquakes, floods and active volcanoes. Only 1 week after, a Boeing 737 passenger plane carrying 62 people crashed into the ocean. This week, flooding brought on by heavy rain in the South Kalimantan province on the island of Borneo killed at least 15 people and displaced more than 100,000. Indonesian President Joko Widodo visited the flood-hit area, stating the destruction is the worst seen in 50 years.
This is a big flood that in more than 50 years has never occurred in South Kalimantan.
The country's meteorology agency has warned more extreme weather and flood dangers will hit the region in coming weeks. Indonesia frequently suffers floods and landslides, particularly from November to March, a situation often worsened by deforestation. Environmentalists say deadly floods will only worsen, and they serve as a reminder of the climate change risks facing the Southeast Asian nation. Meanwhile, Indonesia emergency crews are still clearing rubble of collapsed buildings after a deadly earthquake left thousands of people in the West Sulawesi province homeless. The 6.2 magnitude earthquake has killed at least 84 people, while the National Search and Rescue Agency says at least 30,000 survivors have now been moved to shelters in the neighbouring city of Mamuju. Government and aid agencies are scrambling to meet the needs of communities, with many young mums expressing concerns over baby and child supplies.
What we urgently need are milk, diapers, medicated oil and baby food for the babies and children.
Rizki Wati, a mother of a five-month-old baby and a three-year-old girl, was forced into a makeshift tent after her home was destroyed. She says she struggled to keep her children safe when the earthquake hit.
When the earthquake happened, I tried to save my baby, whose head was almost crushed by the cupboard. I held the cupboard with my hands and I picked up my baby, and then we climbed to a high place. We need help for baby needs such as diapers and milk, as well as for daily food needs here.
Volunteers and rescue teams are working on building more temporary shelters for those in Mamuju, a city of nearly 300,000 people. Doctors and medics in the area are battling exhaustion, saying they're overwhelmed with the number of earthquake survivors needing treatment. There are also mounting concerns about the risk of COVID-19 transmission as people crowd together in makeshift shelters. Police and rescue personnel are using sniffer dogs to help in the search for bodies. It remains unclear how many people, dead or alive, could be buried under mountains of debris. Most of the 84 dead were found in Mamuju. Amidst these rescue efforts, the country is also battling volcanic activity. Straddling the so-called Pacific Ring of Fire, Indonesia is a nation of high tectonic activity and regularly hit by earthquakes and volcanic eruptions. Mount Merapi, Indonesia's most active volcano, began erupting on January the 4th, forcing more than 500 people living close to its slopes to be evacuated. Indonesian authorities are also still investigating a Sriwijaya air flight, which came down into the Java Sea, killing all 62 people on board. The Boeing 737 aircraft crashed shortly after takeoff from Jakarta on January the 9th. Rescue and search personnel have retrieved the plane's black box and other key parts, but an investigation into the cause of the incident is continuing. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.